And as we continue going through this holiday season, there are many parents who have kids with cancer who are struggling emotionally as well as financially. Now, KYW's Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams spoke with the founder of an organization that looks to change that.
In 1998, Sharon Snyder's son, Kyle, was diagnosed with leukemia. A few years later, at 2 years and 7 months old, he relapsed during treatment and passed away. Sharon took all of her grief, anger, and sadness and decided to help other families who are going through the same thing.
We started with a handful of families. It just kept growing little by little. I looked at it as a way of, as Kyle would grow, the foundation was growing. He was by my side, his spirits with me.
What started with just a handful of families has turned into about 500 families being supported annually in the Delaware Valley via their special programs and services. Megan Hansen of Glen Olden says her five-year-old son Lincoln was diagnosed with leukemia in February of 2021.
And obviously it's a very scary time. You don't know what you're doing. You don't know what the next move is.
Not long thereafter, she was introduced to Sharon and Kisses for Kyle.
I feel very passionate about the foundation. It's really provided a lot of encouragement, empowerment, happiness, laughter.
Snyder says volunteers will be delivering gifts to families soon, and a bit more help is needed to fulfill their goals. To donate, go to kissesforkyle.org. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.